那么 Yerushalmi corresponding to Yom Bavli, Daf Tes, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad and Madalas, on the fifth line, Yishim Ben Lokesh Omel. Yishim Ben Lokesh Omel, Kasher Asa B'yem Azeh, Tziva Hashem B'gleimeh. Yishim Lokesh says, quoting the Pasuk in Vayikra Pe'ek Ches, Pasuk Lama Dalad, just as he did on this day, Hashem commanded, he teaches separation for all generations. This is the Joshua we had earlier. Leikfa Tanisa, wasn't this already taught on the first daf of the Masechta? Chad b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, v'chad b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lokesh. The answer is it was taught once in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and now once in the name of Reish Lokesh. Which means, if Tani Tani Nimshach, v'is Tani Tani Lo Nimshach, if Tani Tani Nisparik, v'is Tani Tani Lo Nisparik. Some teach that on the eighth day the Mishkan was anointed, and some teach that it was not anointed, some teach that on the eighth day it was dismantled, and some teach that it was not dismantled. And Rav Chanan, Pashat Ulan, Mandama Nimshach Nisparik, Mandama Nimshach Nisparik. Rachanan said it's obvious to us that the one who says that it was anointed, he holds that it was dismantled. And the one who says it was not anointed, he holds that it was not dismantled. Mandama Nimshach Nicha Dechsiv Vimshachim, Mandama Nimshach Mamakayim Vimshachim. The Gemara asks, the one who says that it was anointed, it's fine that it says Vimshachim in Bamed Bapeg Zayim Pasuk Aleph. But the one who says it was not anointed, how does he explain the word Vimshachim? The answer is Hashem said, I consider as if it needed to be anointed, and you anointed it. Manda Amma should say, Lo nisparek nicha dechsiv shiras yomim techaper al amizbeach. Manda Amma should say, nisparek mamakayim shiras yomim yichapru al amizbeach. The Gemara asks, the one who holds that it was not dismantled on the eighth night, on day eight, it's fine that it says, Shivas Yomim Techaper Al Mizbeach. The one who says it was anointed, how does he explain this phrase, 7 days they shall atone on the Mizbeach? Kapara Shehi Badam. The answer that refers to Kapara through blood. Adodatani Alzeh V'Alzeh Hayu Mazin Alav Mikola Chatois Shehayu Sham Kadesh Yikansu Amayim Tachas Adam Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We're bringing support from Rabbi Yehuda, says, on this and on this means the Kohen who will burn the Paraduma and the Kohen Gadol who will serve in Yom Kippur, they sprinkled from the ashes of every Paraduma in order that the water be in place of the blood, sprinkled on Aaron during the Miluim. Yosi Omer, Tachas Adam, Tachas Shemen HaMishcha. Yosi says it was in place of the blood and in place of the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil.